In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30. All systems are go.
Hit it. Tell me you've got something.
Well, you know what I was thinking? For some reason today, on my way down here, I have to walk past the Kiss FM crowd.
Yeah, dance boys.
Yeah, and for some reason, it kept occurring to me every time I walked past that, the sort of phrase, do you remember when singers were ugly? Because think of all of those pop people, they're pretty beautiful, really. They look great, but singers aren't allowed to be ugly anymore.
When were they ugly, though?
Oh, the 70s.
Really?
And kind of the 80s.
Well, you're older.
Well, think of Loverboy, ugliest band ever. You go back, look at the early pictures of the Eagles. Ugly.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, you could have a point. I'm trying to think of some ugly... this is wrong, isn't it? Ugly rock bands. There's a feature.
Yeah.
Ugly rock band. Shane McGowan, he was always... He's not really rock, though, is he? Kind of folk rock. No, he was never good looking.
I don't even know who that
is.
Oh,
God. But you see, I'm more looking at indie bands. I'm trying to think ugly people. Paul Di'Anna. What about... does it count if they're kind of not looking great
now?
Well,
look at even Bon Scott. Not exactly the best looker.
Well, Angus Young's hardly a catalogue one, is he?
I was just saying. And it was okay.
Yeah,
they just wrote great songs. That's all that was required of them. But
Paul Rodgers looked like a bank manager. A hairy one, albeit.
Hairy bank manager. I think everyone in the 70s looked like a hairy bank manager.
I think we've just come up with a new Planet Rock show, the Hairy Bank Managers.
That's perhaps, or maybe a rock band.
The Hairy Bank Manager. That's a great book that Roald Dahl never wrote.
Yeah.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook or Twitter.